coming up in the not too distant future, with how fast this year has gone, of course, is the next season of the Mid-North Women's Football Competition. I'm joined by Ian Lambert, who really puts a lot of the hard yards into this league. Ian, how's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Yeah, it is rapidly coming around. As we know, Christmas is quickly approaching, and then straight after Christmas we do get into our women's football. So, yeah, not too far away now for all those girls that are interested in playing in the 2022 season.
So with the upcoming season, it kicks off in February, I believe?
Yeah, it's the second Friday in February, and it goes through until the last Friday in March. It's a seven-week competition, so there's five actual home, what we call home and away games, and then there's two rounds of finals.
So home and away games, of course, all played at Crystal Brook. Is it just the same teams for this coming season, or have we had new additions?
It's pretty much the same. We haven't actually finalised the teams yet. That happens in November, that the teams actually get finalised. There is strong whispers coming that there could be two teams from Port Augusta this year in the senior women's. They had two in the under-16s last year, so there could be one additional team coming forth, yeah.
Curious to know, with participation in the women's footy, being that it's in a summer season, are you seeing much crossover? People playing the winter sports like netball coming over to do a summer season of footy as well?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the reason why we run with the summer competition, because we don't want to impact the winter sports like the women's netball, women's hockey and that type of stuff. So it's got less impact on the women's competition during winter, and it then gives more women an opportunity to actually play football when it's not impacting their other, probably their more preferred sports.
And of course, we've recently had the Port Adelaide Football Club announce that they've got an AFLW team on the way, and I guess that just sort of bolsters women's football as it grows, and the Mid-North Women's Competition been around for half a decade now, to make it sound more ancient than it probably is. With that in mind, is it good to see the opportunities for women's footy continue to grow?
Oh, without a doubt, you know. Now that there's going to be two women's sides, or AFL women's sides in South Australia, it just opens more opportunity for the girls that do want to go down that path. And for any of the girls that are interested in going down that path, you know, you've got to start somewhere. We've had numerous girls that have played here in the Mid-North competition, gone down and represented state league teams in the likes of North Adelaide and West Adelaide and whatever else. And then there is a couple that have been picked up in the AFL draft that we should see playing AFL women's football in the not too distant future.
And there are, I guess, rumblings and rumours of a women's competition on the York Peninsula as well. So I guess even just locally, possibly the chance for interleague, inter-association games in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, funny you should say that. We've been in talks with Broken Hill, who have got a very strong women's competition up there. And we're talking about having a inter-association game against them during our carnival, or during our women's carnival season. So, you know, probably something on a Saturday night where the women's would play their normal game on a Friday night, and then the best of the girls will get an opportunity to strut their stuff on the so-called bigger stage against the Broken Hill Gibbles.
And the other side of that women's competition is building it through the junior ranks. Is there much of that going on in northern areas at the moment to build up those younger female players?
Yeah, in northern areas, like in our under-14s, girls are allowed to play in that competition. So that's in the boys' competition. So girls are allowed to play in that competition, which quite a few of them do, and quite a few of them play very well as well with that. We also have an under-16 competition, which is part of our women's program. And, yeah, so there is plenty of opportunities for the girls that want to go down the AFL women's path, for sure.
And with the upcoming season, I know that last season it wasn't quite a full oval that the finals, or at least the season, was played on. Is there, I know Crystal Brook Oval in particular is quite a large oval compared to most, but is that something that you're looking at opening up in coming seasons?
For sure. Once the popularity grows, and, you know, we play the smaller grounds at the moment because we play 12-a-side, and obviously 12-a-side on a full-size oval would just be too large. So we do have the smaller ovals, and it seems to work reasonably well with that. It'd be ideal if we could just go a little bit bigger, but that's not always the case, not always the opportunity. Obviously, if we play interleague games and we play 18-a-side, then we'll open the whole ground up so the girls will play on a full-size oval for that. We had two or three girls that played in that competition last year that went on and played in the zone state championships and were successful in that, and they combined with Broken Hill girls and whatever else. So between them, they do have pretty good, strong sides, so it should be a good competition if we do take on Broken Hill.
And I know that Broken Hill, they play their women's league during during the winter as well. And I guess with 12-a-side, if we do see the teams continue to grow, would maybe shifting to a different time of year be an option if there were, I guess, the demand there for the girls looking to play footy a bit more full-on rather than just in that February-March period?
Yeah, probably just at the time being, I couldn't see it working real successful because, you know, our netball girls, they train, you know, a couple of nights a week and whatever else. And, you know, there's the opportunity that, you know, they could get injured during the netball season and whatever else. So I think at the moment it's sitting in its best spot, the February-March program. But obviously for the girls that want to take it more serious, then there is the underage competitions and the senior competitions at Sandford level that they can embark on. So there is still the opportunity for them to play the football during the winter, but probably can't see our competition going down that path.
It must be very different to be building the women's sport compared to country footy, which is so well established. It must be a bit of a buzz and something different for the club to be sort of starting something from scratch almost.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, I've had a lot of help from our secretary, Jacinta Huxtable, who does a power of work for this. And yeah, it's been great to see it come from what it was when we first started. There was only four senior teams and two junior teams, to now be 6-4 with, you know, 2 weeks of finals. And not only better numbers, but the football that's actually played, the standard of football has improved out of sight, and it's an absolute credit to the girls that play and the ladies that play, that how serious they do take it and how much effort they put in with pre-season training and that type of stuff. So the girls take it really serious, and I think that's the success. What builds the success is how serious the girls do take it, and you know that it's just a pleasure for us to be able to provide them the opportunity to play football. And, yeah, it is very rewarding.
Of course, Crystalbrook. We're in the Crystalbrook club rooms at the moment. We can see that 125 years at the least of Crystalbrook being around. I guess the Women's League just extends on that, just the history of this club.
Yeah, well, when you look at, you know, it's 125 years and it had to start somewhere, the Crystalbrook Football Club. You know, there was a time when the Crystalbrook Football Club was only 5 years old. So, and if you compared the Crystalbrook Football Club then to now, there's just no comparison. And that's going to be the same with the women's football. It's here to stay. And, you know, to look at it in 20 years' time, it'll look entirely different to what it looks today. But proud to say that it started at Crystalbrook. And, yeah, we're keen to keep it going for as long as we can.
And, of course, like you said, the teams for the upcoming season not finalised until November. Probably a good opportunity for anyone who's keen to get involved now to start looking into it and finding a team close to them and signing up.
By all means, yep. There will be teams coming out of Port Pirie. There will be Crystalbrook, Southern Flinders, which is Gladstone Laura over the Rangers there. BSR from just south of Crystalbrook bring up a team as well, and talk of instead of one, two teams coming out of Port Augusta. So there's plenty of opportunity. There's sides in any area. If you can't get into a side, just give your name to us and we'll make sure that you're in a side. No one will miss out, guarantee.
No worries. Well, Ian, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you.
That's Ian Lambert from the Crystalbrook Footy Club and the Northern Areas Women's Football Competition.